It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
I thought I'd try something new. That's let me try it again. Hello. Hello. I always do
off to a bad start.
10 or 12 different takes to launch us in. I'm just never happy with any of them.
So far, off to a bad start.
This is episode 88. Better. Lucky 88 of Comedy Shoeshine.
Mm-hmm.
Should probably be the last one, I think. So, yeah. Anything going on? How's it going?
No. Nothing.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if people can tell, but we're doing the show in the middle of the day, and it's weird.
Yeah,
it's
like, it is weird. That's why it was such a weird start. I didn't even remember.
Yeah, it's not the same. I don't have the same feeling. It's not even better or worse. It's just different.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're used to, you know, doing some fighting at the same time every night. Like, you know, UFC fighters, they always fight at like 7, and they have to fight in like Germany at like 2 a.m.
Oh,
they just
that's
suck.
Not good.
It's the same thing.
I thought you were saying it was like the fight you have with your wife at the same time every night. If you change times, it's just
doesn't
work. Do
this with my wife every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got a bunch of little things I could do probably just to see if it takes us somewhere. I don't know. Maybe we'll... Sam has nothing, so.
No, I have one thing.
Oh, okay.
It's just going to be weird. We're just preparing you.
Do you want to do it before or after? When should we get the weirdness?
Go ahead. You do something.
Dude, so you know how for my birthday the other whenever that was,
where everybody died of heat stroke.
Yeah, where we all died of heat stroke.
All,
it was really fun.
Nobody's alive from the party.
Yeah. So remember that?
Yes, I know that one. The mass murder that happened at your
No, it was really fun. Lydia bought a bunch of snacks, food, drink, beverages, whatever. One thing she got was Caprice Suns.
Caprice Suns.
Well, no, I called him Capri's son, and then my friend was still laughing at that for some reason. So she got a bunch of Capri's son, and dude, so I've been still trying to get through a lot of like the beer she bought, and she bought some like soda, just a bunch of crap for the party, and you know, so it's leftovers. I've been slowly going through it all, and so I had these Capri's son in the fridge. And I grabbed one the other day, and dude, it didn't have a straw. So I went through the classic as a kid, no straw on your Capri Sun problem. Like it was so funny to relive that. Like, oh, fuck, what do I do? There's no straw.
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, it's not any easier. News, just letting you guys know, it hasn't gotten any easier to drink a Capri Sun with no straw. It's just as hard.
If I remember, the thing was you just use your teeth to open the little hole, and then you just suck the juice out of there. That's all I remember.
But you definitely remember it. Like, it's something we all dealt with. Like, that's what's so funny. It was just a flashback. Like, oh, yeah, this is what you had to do. Like, back in our day, you had to just figure it out. And what I did was I had, like, a thumbtack available. So I just... Now, I could have just gone and gotten a straw from one of the other ones and like reused it, but I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna make this happen. I'm gonna relive the past. And so I just like, I poked it open with a thumbtack, and then I had to like suck it off like as hard as I could without spilling anything. It was great. It was fun. But anyway, it was funny.
I can't believe you're not gonna mention the obvious thing that everybody is thinking right now and is gonna say is how I can't remember anything else like this from my childhood of any other drink or food, but like, it's just, It's funny how it was like, if you were cool, you poke the bottom of the thing with the straw.
Yeah.
You know?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I don't think I was cool enough. Maybe I didn't do it. So that's why I forgot. I remember seeing
cool kids,
cool people
open
it
from, poke it through the bottom. And it's like awesome to do that.
Well, so maybe, and it might even be easier because they put the fucking poke hole, like the way they put it makes no sense. Like
it's flush against the other side of the back of it. So there's no space at all.
Yeah. What were they thinking?
Yeah. What a weird product it is. That stuff is.
It's really weird.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
There's really nothing like that ever where it's like a pouch.
Yeah.
Like Louis C.K. has the milk, you know, those milk things were hard to open.
Yeah, but, like an envelope or whatever.
Yeah. What does he say? He's just like, I'm not better at it. I'm just like older or whatever.
He has to help his kid open one of those like, the paper milk things. And he's like, I'm not better at it. I just can handle it more. Like I can handle the frustration now.
That's so funny.
I'm not better at it.
Crusty ass milk things.
Yeah, they're impossible. But yeah, the other funny thing is like the straw. If anything happens to the straw in the process of opening it or jabbing it or whatever, you're screwed. Like you can't lose that straw. You can't, you know, if there's any damage dealt to it, then you try to when you're sucking up the delicious whatever it is. I don't
sugar
know
sugar water.
It is. Yeah, juice, chemical juice. Then it's like all slurpy. You know, like when there's a hole in it, it's like like it gets all frothy. It's funny.
Yeah, air gets in there. Yeah. I think as a kid, you just accept like sometimes you're going to have a bad one.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to happen.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice. It's what we do.
How did that become like the drink that kids all had? It's weird. I wonder if they made, is that just made by the same, you know, like Minute Maid or the same like big juice that made like every juice that they just had that brand or whatever. That's what that's what's weird now when you're older is like, you could obviously, again, don't send us Google search things about Capri Sun. We could do that if we wanted to. We just don't want to.
Yeah, this show only works if we pretend Google doesn't exist. That's the only way.
Everything only works if you pretend Google doesn't exist. It'd be cool if that was like just a, a small company that came up with that and they just made zillions.
Yeah, they blew up.
It's
a couple people gathered up enough nickels to like buy one prototype of that. Like they somehow made a prototype Capri Sun container and they presented it to Big Juice and they're like, this is your genius. This is going to be the greatest invention in the world. You'll make $1 million.
Oh, it was owned by the German company Wild. That's wild.
Oh, is it like a Nazi product?
distributed by Coca-Cola Enterprises, but.
What if it was like what fueled the Nazis? there's some German products that's like they kind of were designed around that. Yeah.
Dude, introduced in 1969. Oh, okay. Jeez. I wonder if it took them like 20 years to really get a, get a foothold in the soccer beverage industry.
Well, do you remember as a kid, and I don't know if people will be able to relate to this or not, but there was definitely like a, what would you call it? Not a hierarchy, but a... There's definitely like a class system of the quality of snack food you would have, because we're at the bottom because
whatever the bottom is what we were. Those shitty crackers that are just like dirt and dust.
Yeah. Or just everything homemade. That's actually worse. Yeah. As a kid, if you just had like, my mom made a sandwich and she gave me some like chip, not a sealed bag of chips, but like a plastic baggie of chips. Like that's dog
with
shit.
An off-brand zip, not Ziploc, like it was the clear Ziploc.
Oh, dude, or the kids who had, we never had this. We were, so maybe there was a step below us, but just a very small step. The bags that had no seal to them.
Yeah, it's just like folded.
Yeah, they're like a little pocket or whatever. Oh, like, God. Yeah. Oh, those were the worst.
Those people were the worst.
Yeah, I truly pitied those people.
I remember having guilt, I still feel guilty, throwing away lunch stuff that I just didn't want. It's weird. Like, someone would go, our mom would go through the hassle of making us a lunch, and you just, throw it away or complain about it, or, other people would have other stuff. It's it still makes me feel guilty and sad that, I didn't appreciate someone making me food.
But that's,
the greatest gift you could give somebody.
Exactly. The thing I was saying is, the cooler thing to have was prepackaged food, like a Lunchable or anything that was sealed and prepackaged was somehow cooler. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure I've brought it up before, but there's nothing worse than the fact that stuff that people do for you when you're a kid, just don't even give a shit. Yeah. And then the saddest part is when you get older, it doesn't even matter anymore. You can't make up for it. Like, especially because people just die by the time you finally realize it. Mm-hmm. Like your grandparents, our grandparents that do stuff for us. It's like, oh, I get what you did. Oh, you died. There's no, I can't. You just did a bunch of stuff for me. I didn't appreciate it. And you died. And that there's nothing. Right. Yeah, it sucks. God, I think about that way too much. But yeah, I think now, especially being a parent, I mean, I don't do anything for my kids, but my wife does so many things.
Well, that's how you're, I was going to say, that's how you're stopping the cycle. You don't, you're just
putting an end to it. Yeah, I just don't do anything for them.
You don't want that to happen to your kids.
My kids will never feel guilty for not appreciating me.
Yeah, that's good.
So I guess you're kind of, you kind of did something that ties into my topic of the day, which is, like I said, it's not going to be funny. I'll try, but I don't think it's going to be funny. This is the weirdest thing. This is more of like a humans of our old segment, fucking humans, like something that I don't understand that I'm getting close to having to deal with that you're not even close yet, but you could still try to imagine. But dude, sex, what is the deal? No, like my daughter is 7.
Yeah, she's
having sex. Yeah.
Any time now.
No, but she's in first grade, but like, we were just my wife and I were just talking about, you know, because I don't want to give away any details, but things are happening.
Oh,
like,
great.
You know, not like that. You know, yeah. We'll just say that we're noticing that our daughter is aware of things, like that certain things exist, I guess is what you would say. So I was just thinking how, like, my wife is saying, like, what should we do about something, or what should we say, or whatever? Yeah. And I was like, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah,
I have no idea. No, what the fuck are you supposed to do? And I have no idea what the right thing is to do. And like, I was thinking about it, and I thought of a lot of different things I thought about. So it's going to take me a while. But one of them is, of all the things that you would, if you're as an animal, like we're animals, of all the things you would be wanting to tell your offspring about, if you cared about your race, what's the word? Species surviving or whatever. You would,
needs to reproduce to preserve the race. Shoot, we shouldn't be talking about that.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. They're mixed race, so it doesn't even work anyway.
That's true.
But, what is that? But,
was that me?
No,
I don't edit this show, so turn that shit on.
Pornographic. Oh, I know why. It's my iPad. Let me turn it up. you would think, like, we teach them how to do, you're supposed to teach your kids how to do everything to survive. Sex is the number one thing.
Yeah, well, it should be food, shitting, and then sex.
That how to survive, and then how to have, not just how to have sex, but how to, it's also not just surviving, it's the number one thing for your whole life, like for enjoyment. It's not even if you took the whole reproducing. This is what happens when you try to do a show at noon.
Let's recreate this whole human thing.
I'm not even awake.
Hey, there's a human. Can we recreate that somehow? Yeah.
Procreate or reproduce. I just mixed the two. But anyway, just pleasure-wise, this is the most important thing. Like, mm-hmm. it's everything. But we just don't talk. It's the last thing you would ever want to do is even admit that sex even exists. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know. And I think part of it is our parents' approach was that, like, to the maximum of, like, there doesn't even exist. Like, you don't even acknowledge that it exists.
I think they don't know it exists.
I know. But, like, I was just going through, I don't know why, I think I was couldn't sleep or something, and I was just letting my mind go through all these hilarious situations of, like, wouldn't it almost make more sense that you would demonstrate having sex with your wife for your kid to show them, like, here, that almost makes more sense
than not
totally ignoring it and saying, acting like it doesn't exist.
It does.
Like, I was just laughing, thinking about, like, so here's, you know, for the penis.
Certainly, one of those, like, alien situations where you ask an alien, like, what do you think would happen here? Be like, oh, just show them.
Demonstrate
real quick and
everything about it. Or just like other animals, like I guess other animals aren't able to show, but they just probably have sex right in front of the, you know, they don't care about that at all. And why would you? It doesn't even, it's like, if you want to make another human, you just do this. Yeah. Why is it so why is it so like impossible to talk about or think or, you know, with your kids or whatever? And then I was also thinking how your kids are obviously they're going to find out about it. And everyone just decides that you're going to let your kid find out and learn about it from another shitty kid who found out about it somehow.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do.
From the like, worst kid available.
Yeah, from the- yeah, exactly. That's going to be your child's
the biggest
sex education.
Dropout pot addict. Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's who is going
that's
to
what you're
going
to do. Yeah. We all just decided like, that's what we want. We want our kid to learn about sex, probably a bunch of misinformation and like, cause kids, I mean, it's different now with the internet, I guess, but when we were kids, there was nothing. It was just like whatever some kid said or whatever goes, but it's so weird, dude. And I don't even like, I thought about it. I was like, I should just tell my daughter, like, why wouldn't you just do that?
Yeah.
You know? But then the problem is they're stupid fucking kids. So you can't tell them anything. You can't even tell them how to do anything without them messing it up or telling every other kid. So then other parents are just going to want to like kill you my daughter goes to school and tells every, like starts demonstrating sex in front of all the kids as a first grader. But what is the answer? I don't know what the answer is. It's so weird.
God, that is weird.
But then I started thinking something that was funny to me is like, what would happen? Because I was thinking, okay, when I was going along the line of thought of they're going to find out about sex. Mm-hmm. And obviously, what the fuck? I turned that off. Go away. Stop making noises about them finding out. Like, what? just for fun. If you were somehow able to take an isolated boy and girl that were, let's say, whatever, medium attractiveness, it doesn't really matter probably, but at what age, if they were somehow isolated and were living together or but had food or whatever, you know, like they had everything they needed to survive, but somehow had like no outside influences, when do you think they would just start having sex? Like they would, right?
Well, okay. So this is kind of interesting. I had a evolutionary psychologist on my show, and I think everything you're talking about, like all that stems from the instinct we have not to do incest or whatever, like so there. And it's really interesting because what she told me was it even works all that it's based on is living together. So if you just grow up with like if we had like an adoptive sister or something our whole lives, we would still feel like it was our sister and it would be weird, you know. So there's a critical, I think the studies have shown there's like a critical time period if you grow up with, you know, the opposite sex or whatever you're attracted to, I guess, in the household, then you have, it's like, you just have this weird instinct of like, this is gross. I can't do it. You know?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? And so I think it's all based on that. Well, I don't know. But I would imagine like even the kind of the like parental stigma about it, it might be based on that awkwardness, like just the weird instinct that we have that anyone we live with for that period of time or like as kids, it just feels disgusting and weird. So my answer is it wouldn't happen if they grew up together.
I was just thinking of a modern day human, like how long it would take them to figure it out.
Yeah, I've thought about that too, like so let's be here, we'll change the situation. Let's say they're already, I don't know, 12, 13, like not quite old enough to where they're likely having sex, but probably old enough to where they wouldn't have the stigma of the incest thing or whatever. So, and then they like land on a deserted island. And so like, how long until they figure it out? That's an interesting question. I would love to know.
And then would they just like not figure out that like, you know, you can't, you know. If you don't want to get pregnant, you know what you have to do. Not, I can't talk about it because, you know, kids are listening and everything. But I wonder how they would figure that out. Like, oh, that made us have to have a fucking kid. So how do we know? Like, how do they figure that out?
Throughout history, people didn't figure that out because they had a bunch of kids.
It's weird. Oh, God. Anyway, it's just weird that, like, if you took every parent and polled them about what is the ideal situation for your daughter or son or whatever is that? Okay, that they probably don't have sex at all, and then that they would not get pregnant. It would be like, isn't that what most people would want? Is like to not get pregnant as a teenager. So our answer of dealing with that is just don't talk about it. Like never say anything about it at all.
Well, I don't think, I mean, obviously that's not most people, I don't think.
I don't know.
Because I think other, so this is such a great topic. I remember, God, fuck, I can't remember, some sort of podcast or some discussion. I don't know. At some point, somebody asked me, like, oh, when did you, when did your parents give you the talk?
Yeah, I think you said that.
I was like, not. Yeah, never. Yeah, that would never happen in a million years. So it's weird. Like, I guess, well, hold on. I guess you can wait until sex ed in whatever grade, right?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say is I have a memory of being in the car with like me. And I don't know if everyone was in there, but I must have been 12 and they were going to have a sex ed thing at, it's like sixth grade. Is that when you're 12? I don't know. 13 maybe?
I think no, that's too old for sixth grade.
Yeah, maybe 11.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was like a letter came to to our house that said, like, we're going to have this and you don't have to participate. And they had me not do it. Like,
really?
Yeah. And then, awesome. Dude, the stupidest thing is the memory I have is being in the car and mom and dad were talking about it and saying, and dad said, like, for me to hear, like, we don't want you learning about sex. That's what he said. Like, we're not having you go in there because we want to learn about sex. It's like, so that's awesome. You're acknowledging that it's something that I already know about. And what is the,
that's awesome.
So weird. What would happen?
That's so funny.
I'm just trying to think
that's,
as a parent.
That's weird because I did sex ed in fifth grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they let me do it. So I don't know. Maybe, dude, maybe it was because you were such a screw up. They're like, okay, we must have messed that up.
I think that's how everything went.
Yeah, pretty much.
They were like, awesome. we're going to try to care about whatever thing. And then after a while, they're like, whatever, just do whatever. That's sort of what they did. But yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's probably actually not the worst way to do it. Like, we should just have fucking sex ed, like, you know, pretty early in class. And that way we don't have to talk to our fucking kids about it.
Yeah.
And they get good education about it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I
just love how, actually, did you see the news story just the other day? It was like teen pregnancy has plummeted because of contraceptives. Like the most obvious fucking news story there could ever be. But there's still morons who are like, no, we can't. Abstinence is the only way to, you know, all that bullshit. It's like, shut up.
So dumb. Yeah, all the people, it's just, there's nothing else like it where, you know, it's not like drugs where people are like, drugs are bad, don't do drugs, and they don't do drugs, you know, like, so they're actually like every person who's saying don't have sex is having sex, so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I mean, or they want to be, like, if they're not, they're fucking pissed that they're not having sex all the time.
Maybe that's where it comes from. They're all like, God, I'm so mad that I can't be having sex right now. No, you kids could never do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, I was just thinking about how weird that is. I don't know, but I still don't know. Like, because she's only 7, so it's not probably time for any of that. But it's just somebody, it's going to happen. Like, someone's going to tell her or something, or she's going to figure it out pretty soon, I think.
I remember being in kindergarten, and some girl was, like, spouting nonsense about it. I was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I think I remember, like, first or second grade. And that my daughter's in first grade. So,
yeah, that's
and
crazy.
Kids these days, it's probably already happening.
Weird.
So I'm just going to allow that to be the thing, I guess. Yeah. Someone else is going to tell her. So
weird. Yeah, I don't think at that level they can't really comprehend it, I don't think. Like, they can, I mean, they can
use
the words, but they,
Yeah, that's what's hard is knowing when your kid is mature enough to be able to handle, I guess, or something. So you just don't do it because you never really.
Yeah, well, you get busy and then, fuck, I forgot. And then they're 19 and, or, you know, they're 16 and pregnant. And you're like, damn it. I knew there was something I meant to do.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah.
But at least I will say it's nice having, it is pretty important. Before you don't get, I was just going to tell you, don't get married until you're pretty sure.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Let me write this down.
I know you're thinking about getting married. Don't get married until you're pretty sure that your wife and you agree on most of those types of things.
Because
it would fucking suck to be married to somebody who you're kind of like, you actually love them. Like, you actually do want to be married to them. But at the same time, they have like total opposite views on big deal things like that.
Well, we have a hard enough time because I don't know if Lydia knows I'm serious that I'm not going to kids' soccer or baseball games. Like, I'm just not doing it. I fucking hate soccer and I hate baseball. Especially, especially kids playing it. Like, I just can't. I hate it. I have the worst. I mean, maybe I'll feel differently.
You will.
But dude, fuck it. God, I hate it.
It's just your kid. Fuck every other kid. It's your kid. You'll see.
I guess. I don't know. Fuck that. I hate it. Can't we just all play hockey? Can we just play some other sport that isn't
that too
hot? I just have the worst associations with both soccer and baseball as a kid.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Ugh.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't actually enjoy it at all.
I hated playing it.
Yeah. Well, it does make a little bit of a difference. It'll depend on if your kid's good at it.
Yeah,
mostly.
That's true. And although they're not going to be because I'm not letting them play it. But yeah.
Dude, you don't really have to let them play.
I live in a not the country now. That means if we have kids here or whatever, like they could do other sports, couldn't they? Like shouldn't there be sports available that aren't fucking soccer and t-ball or whatever? God,
yeah.
I hate it.
You could do whatever. Yeah.
That's stupid.
That's what's weird about living here. You could just do that or just not do it.
I'd rather them play like lacrosse or something. I don't even care. Like just anything else.
I don't know about that. They...
Dude, lacrosse is actually a fucking awesome sport. I've never played it, by the way.
I just don't think they... I don't know where you'd even do that.
I don't think there's kids lacrosse either.
What's interesting about here is where we grew up, you could play a sport like that because you could play it all the way through high school, like easily if you were any good. Here, there's no chance that your kid would play like at a real high school. So you're like, are we going to have you play soccer until you're like, whatever, 12 and then say, sorry, you suck. You can't even play the next level because you're not good enough. Like, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I agree. Yeah, definitely a good idea to be on the same page on some of that stuff.
Yeah, we were both. It was just funny because we're both like saying, well, we don't want to say like you can't or you shouldn't do that. I mean, you know what I mean? Like we wouldn't take the approach of like that's bad, like at all in any way. But then again, like how do you try to get them to not do it or do it right or what? I don't know. That's the worst.
Just wait. Yeah. I forgot about sex ed because when I was thinking about that, I was like, oh yeah, what am I going to do? I'm just going to wait for that. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to hope that they, well, I don't know. I think I would take the approach that like, if my kid asks me a question, like I'm probably going to just answer it. I think just cause I don't know, but dude, I would find out like what the school, I guess, do you even know what elementary school? Oh yeah. I guess you know what elementary school she's going to be going to, right?
She's going to the same school all the way through. It's pre-K all the way through eighth grade.
Yeah, so. There you go. So you could already find out like when is this going to happen if you were, if you were like a good parent or whatever.
No, but I told you that I don't know if I said on the show, but there's some kind of religious undertones going on at the school. It's not a religious school, but like we've had issues with books being in the classroom that are like Jesus books and having to tell.
Oh yeah. I think we actually mentioned that.
Yeah. We actually emailed. I didn't do it, but my wife emailed and was like, why the fuck are these books in here? And she's like the only one who did that. And no one else wanted to deal with it or whatever. No one else cared. So I don't know. Maybe they'll just be like, oh no, we don't.
Yeah.
But is it like a state required thing? It might be.
In California, I would think.
Yeah.
But anyway, it should be. Fuck that. God.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just weird. Why? I still can't figure out, even for me, why it's so uncomfortable. Like, why is it uncomfortable? What is the big deal?
It shouldn't be.
It's nothing.
100% dealing with it intellectually, it should not be uncomfortable. Like, if you just think about the ideas, it's like, yeah, whatever. That's going to happen. We all know it's going to happen.
Or just why is a penis going in a vagina so weird?
Yeah, it is pretty weird. Yeah.
It's so like embarrassing for everybody. Even like...
I'm always so embarrassed when my penis goes in the vagina. I was just like, sorry, fuck.
You wouldn't do that in front of anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it in front of the girl either. Yeah, so yeah. Look away. I've got to put this penis in your vagina.
Yeah.
Even
as adults, maybe I'm just speaking for myself. Maybe I'm the only one.
Well, it could be a result of our upbringing, but yeah.
Yeah. It's just still so weird. It's like every time it happens, it's like, this shouldn't be happening. There's something... I'm getting away with something.
Yeah.
Not even like if anyone knew this is happening right now, I'd be in like big trouble. Do you not feel like that? Am I the only one who's like that? I don't know. Not really, but a little bit.
I know exactly what you mean. Oh, it's so fucking funny.
Like 36 and I have two kids. Like I'm married. I've done.
People know like
I've checked off every box that of legitimate sexual act. Like, you know, I'm not doing it out of everything is lined up to be acceptable for having sex. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you got the priest's blessing.
Yeah, it's still like weird.
That's so funny. I wonder if there's got to be other cultures that are way different. I don't know. Like, do they think of it all differently? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was wondering since you do that other show. Well, about the other stuff, if it's just like our country having so much Christian influence.
A lot of that. Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. But I don't know if that's all of it, though. I also think there's like some certain like instinctual stuff going on. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. All right.
That's it. You're out.
I actually have one more thing, but I don't know what you got.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. What should I do? So, dude, I have carpal tunnel. As my boss used to call it, corporal tunnel. That's one I did on F this actually, but
really?
I don't think I have carpal tunnel. Actually, I'm not sure what it is, but I posted a picture on my Twitter, so some people might be familiar. I'm wearing I went and bought a fucking jack off wrist brace. Literally, the label
was branded jack off wrist brace. Yeah.
Label is jack off wrist brace, and it had a guy doing the jack off motion with the wrist brace.
Yeah, it's so perfect because it actually could be a jack off wrist brace. Like, it could be made just for that.
Well, I've already got the thing penis you said, brace like, for that, but I don't.
I bought this jack off car, like this jack off watch or whatever, but a jack off wrist brace actually sounds like what it would be.
It's what it totally is, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a million obvious jokes, but one guy did comment like, "Oh, if you edit with your left hand, it's like someone else is doing it."
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, it's weird because you're not old yet, but like, is this the first thing that you've ever done that makes you like old? Because now you're old.
Yeah, just for you're old. Of this. Yeah,
yeah, you're doing something that an old person would do.
Hold on, though. I don't know that that's entirely true because I edited for fucking 20 billion million kajillion hours in a row. And I just think any human so my problem and what's pissing me off is that no matter how much I Google it, I'm not finding anyone else who's saying this. So I don't know if I'm doing it wrong, but so I have the Apple trackpad for but it's not in the laptop. It's the one for my Mac Pro. So it's separate. And in order to use it, which I like it, like it's good, but in order to use it, your wrist has to always be flexed. Like you can't rest your hand on the pad because then, it's like if you tried to use your phone, the touchscreen of your phone by just resting your hand on it. Like it doesn't make any sense. You have to push a certain way or swipe a certain way. So I think just holding my wrist in an upward, position for fucking hours and hours for my release for my other podcast, it just murdered me. Like I woke up and my hand felt broken. Like I tried to put weight on it and it felt like I had a crack in my hand bone.
Well, so I hate to break it to you, but like the two biggest hobbies of old people are crocheting and then editing.
Yeah. And editing their crocheting
They just
podcasts.
Edit constantly. Yeah. And so it just doesn't, you're old.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think that would happen to anybody, really. I mean, if you flex your fucking wrist in an awkward direction for a week, like it's going to happen.
I guess we're not saying the same thing. I'm not saying that you're old because you're having hand pain. I'm saying you're old because you're wearing a jack off wrist brace.
Oh, like okay. Yeah, sure.
No young people wear a wrist brace ever.
Okay. I get what you're saying. Yeah. No, okay. I'm old. I'm clearly wearing a jack off wrist brace. So whatever the consequences of that are, I accept them.
God, I wouldn't even do it.
Yeah. So I've been wearing a jack off wrist brace for like 2 days kind of. And like, I think it's fine. I think I just have to do that for a couple of, and now I'm going to have the jack off wrist brace for when I'm editing from now on so that it makes my, But anyway, it was amazing because what I wanted to say about it was like, it's both the most pathetic thing where you're like, how is this so very painful? Like how is this what should be nothing? Like, oh, look at me. I'm slightly moving my wrist a certain way too much. Like how is that both pathetic and also it's debilitating? It's like, it's so painful that it's ridiculous. Like every time I see, in the office, they do these fucking ergo evals or whatever for people. I haven't done them, but people do them. And I'm always, I make the jack off motion when they do that. Yeah. Like, oh, come on.
God, oh, it's the worst.
So hard sitting in a desk and being at work and doing all this. But like, if you're doing something that causes corporal tunnel, causes corporal tunnel to be upset with you, then you're screwed. Like, it really is so bad that you would do anything to stop it. Like, it's just, yeah, it hurts so bad.
Yeah, and I've never had that, the wrist part, so I don't know. I'm sure I'll have it soon.
Yeah, I probably have just repeated, I don't know, someone said like repeated sex offender disease. No, it's repeated motion injury or something like that. I don't know. Probably that. I don't think it's corporal tunnel.
Oh, yeah,
I think
RMI. TMI about the RMI.
So it's just like, yeah, it's the back of my wrist and lower hand and like part sort of my thumb too. Just fucking died. God, it hurt.
Yeah, it sucks.
So anyway, that's it. The only thing I meant to say was just like how funny it is that, yeah, like it's totally like pathetic, you know, because you think of people are in a coal mine, you know, like they're not getting an ergo eval. Like they're they're like, hey, see, you need to, when you're grabbing the lumps of coal and like whatever you're doing with them, you need to make sure your wrist is turned and facing inward because that's the more natural flow for a wrist. Now, they just fucking shovel coal and then they die. But for me, with a nice cushy job where I work in the dark all day, it's just funny. Like it seems laughable until the pain happens to you. And then it's like, okay, never mind. I need a fucking ergo eval.
Yeah, it's weird how many things are like that.
Yeah.
Like things, you know, everything that's ever been done like that is like racism and disability ramps and everything. It's like everybody who doesn't have the problem is right. Like, oh God, fucking stop whining. And then people who do have the problem are like, no, it's the worst. And
yeah.
Then it gets fixed. And over time people are like, oh yeah, we should have done that. Like,
yeah, dude, did you know that? Yeah. Who is it? There's like Dick Cheney, I think is racist. No,
yeah.
He's got a jack off wrist. No, he's like, he was totally, I want to say it was like totally anti-gay until like he found out his daughter was gay and then he was totally cool with it. Like,
yeah,
it's just pathetic. Like, and there's another example too. It's something like that. I think maybe, I can't remember. There's some other conservative politician where it's like they were anti this forever and then that happened to them. And they're like, oh yeah, never mind. I'm pro-gay marriage. It's like, fuck you. God.
Yeah.
Can you just figure it out sooner?
Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Oh, you better do your thing if we don't have that much more time. So,
all right. Well, this new golfing driving range thing opened here.
Yeah,
and so I liked it on Facebook just because they started. I wanted to know like when it was going to open because they've been building it forever. Not forever, actually, been a couple months. But I was just like, I don't know if this is going to take a year to, you know, how long does something take to open that they're building? You never know.
Yeah.
Could be like a year, could be a couple months. So anyway, I've been following that and I guess they opened and they keep posting these like live Facebook live videos.
Oh,
and
God, those are killing me.
Yeah, they're really annoying. So that's one thing just on its own. It's annoying. But the other thing is they are doing this thing where, so it's like a triple story. I think it's triple story, whatever. Driving range. It's called Top Golf. I'm sure other people around the country have it. Or know of them, but, and so you go there and you just hit balls to targets and scores or whatever. And there's also like a bar. So it's supposed, you know, it's supposed to be.
So there's like a scoring system going on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
dude, we're
going to
play
go.
The
yeah,
shit out of it.
Let's
yeah.
go now. What are you doing after
wait.
This?
Yeah, we're going.
Not even joking. Yeah.
As soon as it's not totally crowded. But anyway, let me tell you something that makes me almost not want to go. Like it's so fucking annoying that I don't even want to go anymore. They are doing this thing and they're showing video of it like every time they do it. I don't know why. Where it's sort of like, you know, TGIF restaurants or I don't know what, you know, there's certain restaurants. Oh, it's a Crab Shack or whatever. I don't know if that's a national chain, but you know how there's those restaurants or places where for some fucking reason, once an hour, they'll like ring a bell or something and all the employees come out and do like a dance, like a line dance. They do
We're
that.
Not going.
I know. I can't even, dude.
I would literally have to time it out so that that doesn't happen while we're there and like run. I would see someone going to the fucking ring the bell and be like, no, get your clubs. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who likes that?
I don't know.
Who does ever decided like we need to do that for our business because people like it? And who fucking likes that?
Poor employees. That's probably why there never was a better scene in all of cinema than when Jennifer Aniston is like, well, then just tell me how many pieces of flair and then I'll just do whatever that is. Like, just are you saying I need more pieces of flair? Like, what's the God? It's the best.
Yeah.
Perfectly captures it. It's like just whatever I need to do for the fucking job. God. I had to care about it.
I know. I had to. I was watching it just because I'm like, I had to see how stupid it is. And they all get in a line and they start dancing. And yeah, you look at everyone's face, all the employees' faces, and they're all like into it. And I was just thinking, like, there's no way. There's no way I could do that. No amount of money.
I know. I was going to say, what would be the salary? Like, just seriously. Pretend you actually need a job. Like, pretend you're kind of looking for a job. You don't have a good income right now. What would be the amount to where you would do that? Like, realistically.
$100,000? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
No, I just wouldn't do it. Yeah. It's so stupid.
Maybe you could get, like, a religious exemption from it or something.
I don't even get how it ties into anything.
That's
like,
true.
If you were at a dancing
place. Well, don't you know that during every PGA tournament, there's a dance line that all the golfers do once an hour? Yeah, are you saying you don't watch golf?
So stupid. What is the... I don't... No, but I really, really don't understand. Yeah. Like, do they... What is the idea? Like, is it that when you do that, everyone gets... It makes everyone kind of happy and then they spend more money or something? Like, what is the actual logic? It doesn't do anything. Just dancing, and they all have like.
If anything, it's like, can you be quiet? I'm trying to hit my ball. Like,
it's a golfing place. Why would you do that? God, so dumb.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. And do you think it's a permanent thing, or just because they're opening or whatever?
No, I think it's a permanent thing because they're making a big deal out of showing it on Facebook. They don't even. I'll send you the thing. They don't even have other videos that I saw. It's just that.
Just that.
It's
over
just
and
the
over?
People dancing. Yeah. So stupid.
Oh my God.
And I looked at the comments because I was like, please, I hope somebody's writing in there like, why the fuck are you guys doing this? I'm not coming if you're doing that. But nobody does. It's like 9 million likes and like smiley faces and stuff. But
I'm definitely going to this business because of this dance. I'm not even a golfer. I'm thinking of taking it up because this looks like too much fun.
God, it's so dumb. Yeah. Every time that anyone's ever done that at a restaurant, I just get so uncomfortable. I just think, why are you making people do this? And I'm sorry for everybody who has to do this, but they all seem to be like not minding it. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. We're not a group participation people. We're not. That's if there's anything that's in our genes, it's that we cannot, dude. It's because there'll be I go and see theater shows from time to time because my friends do theater, etc. There's theater where they decide the audience is going to participate. I'm just like, fuck you. Fuck you. I came to watch you do the thing. Well, no, I came because I had to. Let's first and foremost. I came to this because I was forced to go. But let's pretend it's a show that I did actually want to see. I came because I want you to just do whatever. I don't, you know, like I'm not here to. Why do people feel like it's cool if they participate? I don't get why people can't just go. I don't know. I hate it. That's so fucking stupid.
Well, if there was a place with dancing and I wanted to dance, I would just go do that. Yeah. I'm not, or like, you know, if you want to be in a show, you just be in a show. You don't go watch it and be in it.
But I think that's what, you know, this is a totally boring, obvious statement, but that's what things are nowadays. It's all obviously like everyone posts the fucking selfies and their meals and their everything. Yeah. Like it's all that now. So I wouldn't be surprised if it got worse. Like every performance of any kind will involve like let's get an audience member to do a something. And then they can like take a picture and be the center of the attention or whatever.
Just the only exception I can think of is if it's like a hypnotism show, then it's amazing.
Of course. Yeah.
I don't want to be,
or a serious ventriloquism show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hypnotism kind of requires it. You actually, yeah, you need some participation.
I can laugh at all the people pretending to be hypnotized and enjoy it. I've done that before and it's funny. Like, I don't know why. That's like the only thing. Any other thing where the people have to volunteer, I'm uncomfortable for them volunteering and me watching them.
Yeah.
I can't even stand it.
That's what's so frustrating. I thought that was just me. I get so uncomfortable from other people. Like for other people. Like for I other shouldn't people, be. Yeah. It's probably the same with the sex thing. Like we shouldn't be having sex. Look, I feel bad for you. I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah.
What happened in your life to bring you to this? Yeah, that's fine.
All right, well, it's that time.
Yeah, it's let's take it. I pulled up the patrons. Speaking of going over to our patron only portion of the show, I'd like to thank new patrons that we missed. SBGR, Banana Grabber, Christopher Sams, Lindsay Osterman, Lydia, obviously she needed to hear the bonus time. Mm-hmm. Steve and David.
Wow, David, awesome.
Yeah. I thought you were just saying, wow, David, like you knew. Like it was a specific David.
No, he just pledged a serious amount.
Yeah, he did. Thanks, David. That's awesome. I really appreciate that.
$1,000
$1,000 a show. I mean, he's not our highest pledger, but
yeah,
but he's one of certainly in the running. So if anyone wants to give David a run for his money with that $1,000 pledge, you know, do it. You could easily top that.
I might do the show next week.
Yeah,
this was going to be the last show, but I think now only because of David.
Yeah. So there you go.
Edit that pledge. It should be.
We got plenty of more good material. Maybe I'll do a mini therapy update. People seem to like that. We'll do that over on the bonus content for Boner 88 and patreon.com/shoeshine if you want to check that out. All right. Have a good week and we'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.